In today's show, we're going to be discussing Bitcoin futures data hints at $22,000 as the next logical step for Bitcoin. Also quoting Max Keiser, one Bitcoin equals one Bitcoin. Bitcoin has no volatility whatsoever. It's fiat money that is volatile. Fiat money is mathematically guaranteed to lose purchasing power. And that's where poor people come from. Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase purchasing power. This is how you escape poverty. Also in today's show, we'll be discussing large Bitcoin hodlers abruptly accumulate $1.5 billion in BTC in just 2 weeks, according to the latest analytics from Into the Block. We'll also be discussing breaking news. Crypto gambling site Stake sees a $16 million hack in cryptocurrency. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin could witness both a demand and supply shock at the same time, says Bitcoin bull Anthony Pompliano. I'll be breaking this down for you. We'll also be discussing Binance CEO CZ defends against regulators amidst FUD. That's right. Despite the FUD, CZ shares that Binance has only proved its strength to keep a large number of its users and its significant market presence. We'll also be discussing the Binance CEO's prediction that the Bitcoin price will reach $10 million per coin. We'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. So welcome everyone just tuning in. This is podcast episode number 1392. I'm your host, JV, and today is September 4th, 2023. Happy Labor Day. Hopefully you're having a fantastic holiday weekend. Let's kick off today's show with our market watch as we do each and every day. We got Bitcoin back in the red, down 0.5%, barely holding on to $25,800. We also have Ether down 0.5%, trading just above $1,600. And checking out coinmarketcap.com, we're barely holding on to the $1 trillion milestone market cap with about $24 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. So that's up 25%, with the Bitcoin dominance pretty stagnant at 48.4% and the Ether dominance at 18.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers in the past 24 hours, we can see Rocket Pool leading the pack up 12%, trading just under, as you can see here, $24, followed by Synthetics up about 8%, trading at $2.18, followed by Stellar Lumens up over 5%, trading at 12.5 cents. And checking out the top 100 gainers for the past week, we can see RPL leading the pack up 12% and Synthetics up 7.8%, along with Stellar Lumens of 5.9%. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 40 in fear, same as yesterday. Last week was a 39 and last month a 50, which is neutral. So there you have it. Again, welcome to everyone just joining us. I appreciate y'all's support. Now let's dive into today's Bitcoin technical analysis and check out the charts and what's popping with the King Crypto. Here we go. A Bitcoin price correction down to $22,000 is becoming increasingly likely as Bitcoin derivatives have begun to exhibit bearish tendencies. The price chart of Bitcoin leaves little doubt that investor sentiment worsened after the much-hyped victory by Grayscale Asset Manager against the U.S. SEC on August 29th and the postponement of multiple spot Bitcoin ETFs requested by the SEC, as I've been covering here in the show. So the central question remains whether the prospects of an ETF can outweigh the growing risk. Now, by August 18th, the entire 19% rally that occurred following the BlackRock ETF initial filing had been fully retraced as Bitcoin moved back down to 26,000. Next, there was a failed attempt to reclaim 28,000 support as investors raised the odds of an ETF approval following the positive news on the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust request, as you can see here in the Bitcoin one-day candle chart. Now, crypto investors' morale deteriorated as the S&P closed at 45.15 September 1st, merely 6.3% below the all-time high from January of 2022. And even gold, which hasn't been able to break out above $2,000 an ounce level since mid-May, is 6.5% away from an all-time high. So consequently, the general feeling for Bitcoin investors just 7 months ahead of the halving is 2024 is certainly less positive than expected. I disagree there. I think 2024 is going to be way more bullish than we are even anticipating. I mean, mean, two catalysts. Let's just stop right there. The two biggest catalysts in the market, Bitcoin halving 2024. So how can you not be bullish? And number two, Bitcoin ETF approval statistics, according to the ETF expert analyst over at Bloomberg, 95% chance that a Bitcoin ETF spot gets approved in the United States. So I just want to state for the record, I'm bullish as ever, and I will continue to be moving into 2024. But let me know how you guys feel. Moreover, multiple sources claim that the US DOJ is likely to indict Binance in a criminal probe. The claims are based on allegations of money laundering and potential violations of sanctions involving Russian entities. I think personally, they should just focus on SBF and stop trying to FUD Binance, but that's my two Satoshis. Now, Northcode Capital CIO and Bitcoin supporter Pintoshi expressed the current conditions in a recent post, quoting him here, "I think we will eventually get some bearish Binance news versus the DOJ. That should be seen as an opportunity, but overall, we also likely get ETFs this year or early next year and Bitcoin heading to 401ks. Said it before, but this year is the year of accumulation." That's right. I agree. So keep stacking them sats and HODL fam. Now let's discuss the Bitcoin derivatives showing decreasing demand from the bulls. Bitcoin monthly futures typically trade at a slight premium to spot markets, indicating that sellers are asking for more money to delay the settlement. And as a result, Bitcoin futures contracts and healthy markets should trade at a 5 to 10% annual premium, a situation known as contango, which is not yet unique for the crypto markets. Now, Bitcoin's current 3.5% futures premium, which is the basis rate, is at its lowest point since mid-June, prior to the BlackRock filing for a spot ETF. This indicator reflects the decreased demand for leverage buyers utilizing derivative contracts. And as we all know, derivatives are a financial weapon of mass destruction. That's quoting Warren Buffett, yo. Now, anyways, traders should also analyze options markets to understand whether the recent correction has caused investors to become less optimistic. The 25% delta skew is a telling sign where arbitrage desks and market makers overcharge for upside or downside protection. Now, in short, if traders anticipate a Bitcoin price drop, the skew metric will rise above 7%, and phases of excitement tend to have a negative 7% skew. So as displayed in this chart, the options 25% delta skew recently entered bearish territory, with protective put options trading at a 9% premium as of September 4th, compared to a similar call option. Now let's discuss Bitcoin futures hinting at 22,000 as the next potential target. Bitcoin derivatives data suggests that the bearish momentum is gaining strength, especially since the approval of a spot ETF could potentially be deferred until next year in 2024. Given the SEC's concerns about the lack of measures to prevent significant portion of trading occurring on unregulated offshore exchanges based on stables. Now, meanwhile, the uncertainty in the regulatory landscape does favor the bears, as there is no way to dismiss the fear, the uncertainty, and doubt, which is FUD, surrounding potential actions from the DOJ or the ongoing lawsuits against the exchanges by the SEC. So ultimately, a retracement down to 22,000, the level last seen when Bitcoin's futures premiums were 3.5%, is the most likely scenario, considering the recent inability to sustain a positive price momentum despite the heightened chances of a spot Bitcoin ETF approval. I also like to point out that those same expert analysts from Bloomberg, the ETF experts, are predicting there is a 75% chance still for an ETF spot to be approved in the United States this year. If it doesn't get approved this year, they say 95% next year, which is virtually, you know, no question whatsoever. But anyways, let's get back here. I want to share this with you. As Max Keiser shared, one Bitcoin still equals one Bitcoin. Bitcoin has no volatility whatsoever. It's the fiat money that's volatile. Fiat money is mathematically guaranteed to lose purchasing power. That's where the poor people come from. Bitcoin is mathematically guaranteed to increase purchasing power. This is how to escape poverty. Can you see the difference? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss the Bitcoin long-term hodlers continuing to accumulate, which is the smart money. And I commonly say, follow the smart money, because obviously it's the smart money. The dumb money is basically the ones with the paper hands that are offloading their Bitcoin to the long-term hodlers, which are the whales. So let's discuss this. According to Into the Block, new data reveals that deep-pocketed Bitcoin hodlers have suddenly accumulated over $1 billion worth of the king crypto during the last 2 weeks. How many of you have been accumulating over the past few weeks? Let me know as well. According to market intelligence platform Into the Block, the large Bitcoin hodlers have amassed big quantities of the top digital asset by market cap since the middle of August. Quoting them here, address addresses holding 0.1% of the Bitcoin supply or more have added over $1.5 billion in Bitcoin holdings just in the last 2 weeks. They also share, according to Glassnode, that the number of investors holding at least 10 Bitcoin or more has reached over 150,000, spiking to a new three-year high. That's what's up. Bitcoin number of addresses holding 10-plus coins just reached a three-year high, as shared here by Glassnode, and that high is 157,324 HODLers. Let's go. Meanwhile, analytics firm Sentiment is keeping a close watch on the total market cap of the top six stablecoins. According to the firm, the recent surge in the market cap of the six largest stables suggests that crypto may be gearing up for a reversal. Quoting them here, the market caps of the top six stables in crypto have collectively declined by 26% in the past 18 months. For the first time since the FTX collapse of last November, we see growth. Now, since August 22nd, the combined market cap has grown by $663 million, as outlined right here. So do you think the market is likely to climb or decline as we sit on the cusp of that $1 trillion total market cap milestone? Let me know your honest thoughts. It's crazy to fathom. We're in the year 2023, and the Bitcoin total market cap is still only a half a trillion, which is $500 billion. It just goes to show you how early we are when it comes to Bitcoin adoption across the world. Now let's break down our next story of the day. One of the largest, if not the largest, gambling website out there, whom everyone is promoting, even like the UFC is an official sponsor, and that stake, there was just a massive hack where $16 million worth of cryptocurrency was taken off the exchanges. So let's break this down. Welcome y'all just joining us in the live chat. Let me know where you're tuning in from. Appreciate you guys. Crypto gambling site Stake experienced $16 million in withdrawals September 4th, and with security platform alerts is calling suspicious transactions. The withdrawing account had been labeled Stake.com hacker by Etherscan, implying that the drained funds may be the result of a stolen private key, as outlined here in this alert. Now, blockchain data shows very large withdrawals from Stake.com contracts into the alleged attacker's account. The first transaction occurred at roughly 12:48 p.m., transferring approximately $4 million worth of Tether from Stake to the attacker's account. The next two transactions removed over 6,000 Ethereum worth roughly $10 million. The attacker continued to remove tokens over the next few minutes, including approximately $1 million of USD coin, USDC, and $900,000 worth of the stablecoin DAI and 333 Stake Classics. Now, Sivers estimated that the total value of the crypto drained is approximately $16 million. After the draining of the funds, the alleged attacker distributed them to multiple accounts, and at this time, Stake has not made an official announcement regarding the suspicious withdrawals, probably because they're still trying to figure out what in the world is going on. Stake is a crypto gambling protocol that offers dice games, blackjack, lingo, and other casino games, as well as sports betting for basketball, tennis, volleyball, UFC, you name it. This is not the first time this year that crypto gambling sites may have been targeted by hackers. On July 23rd, payments provider AlphaPo suffered $31 million in suspicious withdrawals. AlphaPo was a provider for several crypto gambling sites, including Hydrop, as well as Bovada and Ignition. All I know is this: I would highly advise everyone to avoid these crypto gambling sites, because more than likely, you're not going to win and you are going to get wrecked, even if it is a legitimate site. And I also got to throw a caveat. Most of these gambling sites are probably impossible to actually withdraw your funds. I'm not saying that about Stake. I know Stake, you know, is in a different league of its own, but I'm just saying in general, it's the easiest way for hackers to steal your crypto. You put it into something, you think it's safe, you're betting, you're gambling, you're having fun. As soon as you go to withdraw, you're no longer able to do so. I've seen it time and time again. Now, Stake is probably worth, who knows, multiple billions of dollars. So I don't think $16 million hack is going to affect them much. But obviously, this can create FUD, which creates a domino effect across the industry where people lose trust. And that's probably why Stake hasn't even addressed it yet. But I'll be keeping you up to date when we do get an official statement from Stake. And I'm curious, by a show of hands chat, how many of you have ever used crypto gambling sites before, including Stake? Let me know, and I'll be reading reading your comments out loud at the end of the show. Now let's break down our next story of the day, and that's a supply shock incoming, according to Anthony Pompliano. Not only a supply shock, but also a demand shock. That's right. Longtime Bitcoin bull, Mr. Pompliano, says the king crypto may witness two types of shocks in the coming months that can lead to an encore of the 2020 bull market. Send it. Let's go. In a new interview with CNBC, Pompliano says regulators will eventually green light a spot-based ETF, which we all know is a given, right? According to the venture capitalist, Bitcoin could enter a full-blown market if the approval of a Bitcoin ETF around the time of the next Bitcoin halving. Quoting Pomp here, we have futures-based ETFs. I think we will get a spot Bitcoin ETF. The question is when. One of the things people are not talking about, though, is the ETF is going to be a demand shock. There are going to be assets to flow into this industry when that occurs. But the closer and closer we get to the halving, it will coincide with a supply shock in that halving. And I think that we can see a repeat of 2020, where we go up quite significantly if that occurs. Now, the halving, which slashes the Bitcoin miners' rewards in half, is estimated to take place sometime in April of 2024, roughly only 6 months out. Pomp expects blue chip investors to flock to the leading crypto as soon as the Bitcoin ETF officially hits the market. Quoting him again from this interview, if you're a retail investor and you want exposure to Bitcoin over the last 2, 3, 5 years, you've probably figured out a way to do so. Now, so I don't think there is a ton of inflows coming from the retail investors, but I do think that the sovereign wealth funds or very large institutions, they are not going on Coinbase and buying spot Bitcoin. I think that's where the ETF inflows could happen. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with Pomp, and to watch this video he did on CNBC, check the show notes below the video in the description and let me know your thoughts. When do you feel the regulators are finally likely to green light that spot ETF? I think personally, it is more than likely going to happen next year. I am doubtful it happens this year, but at the same time, I am optimistic that it can happen at any time. And at least I should say when we all least expect it. I know BlackRock is going to continue accumulating during this time where the Bitcoin price continues to be suppressed. That's due to the unlawful actions of the SEC, not allowing any spot Bitcoin ETFs to be approved, even though people like the Winklevoss twins that own the Gemini Exchange have been pushing for a Bitcoin ETF for over a decade. However, Gensler and their boys, no. Push it back, delay. So it's ironic how many futures ETFs have been approved, allowing them to manipulate the market through derivatives, but hence no spot ETF. So I truly hope between the Grayscale victory versus the SEC, the BlackRock applications, you know, the ARK 21 Invest, et cetera, that we finally do see one in the United States. Because otherwise, I mean, everyone's going to leave and flee the United States and open up shop elsewhere because it seems, it's stifling innovation in the crypto industry. And that's probably all by design. But what are your thoughts? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now let's discuss the latest with Binance CEO CZ talking about this FUD attack, as obviously regulators, Department of Justice, they're all coming after CZ and Binance. And then we'll be breaking down his $10 million Bitcoin price prediction. So here we go. Binance CEO Xiangping Zhao isn't worried about the sudden attention from regulators and the media scrutiny directed at his company. Instead, he views this as an opportunity for Binance to show its value amidst what he believes is FUD. And as I pointed out in yesterday's episode, we did the top 10 rich list of Bitcoin wallets, and 3 of the top 10 belong to Binance. Just goes to show you how powerful this company has become over the years, you know what I mean, to say the least. But anyways, during a Twitter Spaces event on Friday, CZ blamed Binance's critics for trying to make his company look like FTX, a failed crypto operated by his rival, Scam Bankman the fraudster, who is currently facing legal issues. Now, CZ said, we are a much stronger company today than we were 2 years ago. I think adding that Binance is way ahead of the game in terms of regulatory compliance. And despite the FUD, Binance CEO shares his optimism that Binance has only proved its strength by maintaining a large number of users and its significant market presence. CZ is defending himself and the company against the allegations made by the SEC. And on March 27th, the US CFTC sued Binance for breaking US trading and derivative rules. Binance is currently under investigation in Canada. And if you didn't know, CZ is actually a Canadian citizen. Now, also Australia and France for suspected violations of regulations. And according to CZ, Binance is still the world's largest crypto exchange. That's a fact. But these lawsuits have made a drastic negative change. After the SEC's lawsuit, the Binance US market saw a dramatic drop of 78% in their market share, and overall trading reduced to 52%, according to data from CoinGecko. Now, CZ said, "I think more decentralized the industry becomes, the better," and noted that DeFi currently represents around 5 to 10% of the CeFi, which are centralized finance, you know what I mean, volumes from the exchanges. Now, CZ believes that more conversations with the US authorities can lead to improvements in a way that regulators handle cryptocurrency. CZ stated that the current situation feels unclear when it comes to crypto regulations and hopes that by working together on this closely, the regulatory landscape for cryptos can become more clear as well as constructive. So there you have it. What do you think? How do you think this will likely end for Binance and CZ? Do you think they'll just brush it off and continue with business as usual? Or do you think this attack can potentially cause major damage, just like what happened to FTX, like we all witnessed last year? And I actually just watched the documentary on, I think it's called like the $30 billion fraud, and it's about Sam Bankman-Fried and all that has been going on with FTX. Pretty interesting little documentary. If you haven't checked it out, be sure to do so. But they also are trying to point the finger at CZ. We had that with Mr. Wonderful, you know what I mean? Kevin O'Leary, he was sticking up for Sam Bankman-Fried, and he was pointing it's CZ's fault. And then Bankman-Fried was trying to point the finger at CZ. So I think it's just like a misdirect. It's like, hey, we're not doing anything wrong. It's his fault. It's his fault. Meanwhile, I mean, he's been in this game for a very long time, hence why they're the largest exchange in the world. And also, I believe CZ is the richest in crypto and most likely the first to become a trillionaire, surpassing the wealth of Jeff Bezos as well as Elon Musk. What are your thoughts, though, fam? Let me know, chat. All right, now let's break down our breaking story of the day and discuss CZ and his $10 million price prediction for the king crypto, shall we? Now, I'm going to be referring to myself in the third party because Binance created this article referencing my story I shared regarding this prediction. Anyways, JV, a crypto YouTube influencer, remember CZ's prediction the Bitcoin would reach $10 million per coin. JV referred to the statement in a recent video uploaded on YouTube where he analyzed various aspects of Bitcoin's market development. JV looked back at CZ's Bitcoin prediction while analyzing Binance's CEO's recent X comments in a Q&A session, which was on July 5th. CZ addressed several issues, including the Binance reaction to the ongoing regulatory scrutiny, and also spoke about the rising interest of institutional investors in crypto and the proposed BlackRock spot Bitcoin ETF. CZ made the $10 million Bitcoin price prediction back in 2021, a couple of years back, following MicroStrategy's announcement allocating Bitcoin for their corporate strategy. CZ based his analysis on the possibility of several corporate companies across the world allocating just 1% of their corporate treasury into Bitcoin. And according to CZ, that can lead to a 1,000x growth in the value of the flagship crypto. Can someone run that math for me? What is at today's current Bitcoin price, 26,000? Times 1,000. I know that's like a huge number. Someone run the math, please. JV highlighted CZ's welcoming approach to institutional investors and the Bitcoin ecosystem, and CZ noted the advantages traditional finance firms bring to the crypto industry, despite concerns about their intentions clashing with Bitcoin's decentralized nature. And according to JV, CZ identified two key factors driving Binance's strategy for the next 18 months. They include the upcoming Bitcoin halving, which is, again, now only 6 months away, scheduled to be sometime in April of 2024, as well as the growing interest of institutional investors in the crypto industry, which we're seeing from the likes of the major players, BlackRock, and all these major asset managers. He noted that both factors would lead Binance bracing up for higher trading volumes. Obviously, that's a given. The Bitcoin community expects the next halving to happen in April of 2024, now less than 6 months away, and it is an aspect of the Bitcoin algorithm designed to control inflation and promote Bitcoin scarcity. The past halving events resulted in significant growth of the Bitcoin value, and users expect a similar scenario when the next Bitcoin halving occurs. So there you have it. The post Binance CEO predicted Bitcoin will reach 10 million, appeared first on Coin Edition. And again, 1000X is way above and beyond this $10 million price prediction, but it is what it is. Let me know if you feel that CZ will be correct. And by what year do you feel it's a realistic possibility that the Bitcoin price can smash $10 million per BTC? Holla at your boy. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in the live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.